latest update is, unfortunately, I found out this week that my son fractured his shoulder socket during a football game.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to What's Up, Cuz. I am your co-host, Erica Spira.
And I'm Lisa Velastro.
And we've got another great episode for you guys this week. Thank you so much for tuning in and sending us your questions. If you want to send us a note, it's whatsupcuzpod@gmail.com. That's whatsupcuzpod@gmail.com. But first, as always, what is new, Lisa? What's the latest update?
Well, latest update is, unfortunately, I found out this week that my son fractured his shoulder socket.
Oof.
During a football game. Unbelievable. That's all I'm going to say. And if you would have asked me when the injury happened, if I thought he broke his shoulder, I would be like, no, because he just came off the field, sat on the bench. I didn't think anything of it. Next thing I know is it's a crazy story. So let me start from the beginning. So it was actually the end of the game, and he went in for a tackle, and he tackled the kid. He went down. He walks off the field, and I see him sitting on the bench with the physical trainer, and I'm like, oh, maybe he just sprained his arm, or I couldn't tell what was going on. So then the physical trainer said to me, you know, take him to the orthopedic. Mm-hmm. Now, mind you, it's 7 o'clock at night. Where am I taking him?
Yeah.
So I called up my pediatrician and she's like, bring him to me right downstairs. We have x-ray department. So that's what I did. In the meantime, I was so grateful that one of the moms on the team said, oh, I have a friend who's an orthopedic. I'm going to give him a call. Mm-hmm. So I happened to be at the pediatrician while he's getting his x-rays, and the doctor called me and said, oh, I'll wait in my office. Come bring him to me after you're done with the x-rays.
Yeah.
I'm like, great. This is like all working out. This is, you know, great. Mm-hmm. You know, he wasn't in that much pain, but they wanted him to get checked out.
Right. Yeah. As you should.
So we went, it's like 9 o'clock at night now, and the poor doctor's waiting for us in the office. And we get there and, you know, he sees the x-rays and he's like, you know, I'm going to give you a script for an MRI. Mm. So sure enough, the next day we go for an MRI and it shows that he has labrum.
Labrum?
A tear in his labrum. And the doctor suggests that, you know, something common to start physical therapy for, you know, 6 weeks, but it could take up to 3 months for this type of injury to heal. Mm-hmm. I said, all right. So we actually started physical therapy.
Oh, really?
And, but for a week, so we started physical therapy. And within that week, my son's shoulder popped out of its socket like 4 times.
Oh, that's brutal.
And I'm saying to myself, but is this normal?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I've never had anybody with an orthopedic injury before. Mm-hmm. So, you know, my husband and I are very close with his hand surgeon. You know, remember my husband had a bad injury about a year ago on right. his hands, and we became very close with his hand surgeon. She's the best, Dr. Carlson. So I called her and I was explaining to her what had happened to my son. And I go, you know, it just doesn't seem normal that his shoulder keeps popping out of the socket. Mm-hmm. I go, maybe I should come for another opinion. And she goes, can he come see my colleague? This happened like on a Friday afternoon. Can he come see my colleague Monday morning? I said, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, listen, when it's your child, you'll drive, you know, across the moon.
Right. I mean, sure. And you found Dr. Carlson because of a second opinion.
Exactly. So, Monday morning, sure enough, I took him to the city, HSS, best hospital ever. And, the doctor, I took my discs with me for the x-ray and I had the MRI disc. I never leave a place without getting a copy of my my pictures. Thank God I did, because again, it makes the transition easier. Mm-hmm. And so the doctor walks in and he goes, I've seen these injuries before, but normally with this type of injury, if you're telling me that his shoulder keeps popping out of the socket, that means that there's a fracture somewhere.
Oh.
Now, again, I didn't know this. So an MRI sees soft tissue, mm-hmm. where a CAT scan sees bone.
Yep.
Did not know that. Mm-hmm. So he sent me right downstairs to the CAT scan department, did a CAT scan on my son. He walks in the room. He goes, thank God I sent you for that CAT scan. I go, why?
Oh, no.
He said, because his bone is shattered. Not oh fractured, gosh. Shattered. There's little pieces of bone on the bottom of his shoulder socket. That's why it keeps slipping out. There's nothing holding it in.
Wow. And Marco really wasn't in pain?
No. I mean, like, he was cautious with his arm. He wasn't doing anything crazy. But I didn't think that he had a fracture.
Right.
Well, he showed me the CAT scan and he showed me exactly where the fractures were and I could see it clearly.
But you couldn't see it on the other one?
I couldn't. I didn't read the MRI, I'm not sure.
If he did, yeah.
No, what it showed, the MRI showed the tear in the labrum.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, he scheduled him for surgery the following week and now my son needed a bone graft.
Wow.
So they took a piece of bone from another part of his shoulder.
Yeah.
He screwed it into where the fracture was. So now he's inherited a 3-inch screw for the rest of his life. Wow. In his shoulder. All over something so stupid. Like I would have never thought he had the injury that he had.
No, especially if there was no, you know, delay in getting up or...
No. It was so crazy, Erica. Like I would have never thought that this kid needed the surgery that he did.
Yeah, I mean, I had a slight meniscus tear in high school, but that's something that makes sense of, like, it's not this wallowing pain, it's not a full tear, and it was just something of, I played for a while on it, and it was just, like, flare up.
Yeah.
And it's that thing of, like, kids keep flaring up, and it's bothering me after practice, not during practice. Got the MRI, and they were like, yeah, you have a slight tear, which, so, like, you could keep playing with, but then it's going to fully tear.
Yeah.
Or do you repair it? And it always just sucks to have to, you know, sit out and not be able to play for whatever the amount of time is.
Oh, yeah. Marco's out for 5 months. So he's missing all of ice hockey season. Mm-hmm. And we're crossing our fingers that he'll be ready for lacrosse.
Yeah.
But it's... You know, if you know Marco, this is killing him because he is my complete sports kid. Mm-hmm. He does not sit still. He doesn't know how to sit still. So we'll see. We'll see what happens.
How has he been in the recovery so far?
So far, he's been okay. You know, he wants to be out there. He wants to be with his classmates. But he also knows that if he doesn't give his shoulder time to heal, that it's never going to heal properly.
Yeah, and that's something that I've seen with many athletes, both sometimes the athlete, but a lot of times the parents, of being like, so they can play. Yeah, they can play. And
no, I'm not that parent.
No, I was fortunate I had parents that instilled in me a very, like, it needs to be fixed.
Exactly.
It needs to be fully healed. And then even when you get back, you don't get to go back 100%.
Exactly.
You practice a little, not the full practice, all that stuff. But it sucks. Obviously, you know, anybody that's gone through any surgery, recovery time, you know, it sucks. You feel like you can't do anything. You know?
Exactly.
But I was like, at least, well, he's probably happy to be at least busy working in the bakery, something to kind of keep him.
Yeah, he's limited to what he's doing.
Yeah.
But he's compensating with his left arm a lot.
Yeah.
So, but he's doing good.
Yeah, well, I mean, Godspeed to him. I know it's not easy.
Thank you.
And it just, you know, it's not fun to sit on the sideline, no matter what it is.
Exactly.
But anyway, guys, if you have a question for us, email an update, send us a note to whatsupcuzpod@gmail.com. That's whatsupcuzpod@gmail.com. So we have another update. This is from a woman who emailed in about trying to plan her wedding, obviously during all the COVID craziness, and if she should do the giant party that she always wanted or just an intimate thing. And let's say, here we go. She says, what's up, Lisa and Erica? I emailed you guys last year about getting engaged and asking for wedding planning tips. Due to COVID, my fiance and I decided to have a small intimate ceremony with close friends and family in January. We practiced social distancing and it turned out great. We also decided to have a reception later on our anniversary to celebrate with our extended family and friends. So thank you all for the great advice and tips. I love the podcast and can't wait for more episodes. P.S. Sending lots of prayers and love to Lisa with her medical journey. Best wishes, Shamaya.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, congratulations.
Congratulations. That sound like you guys had a great time and I would have definitely done exactly what you did.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, I mean, not to make this the medical podcast, but since we have, I feel like so many episodes were like, here's a medical thing for me, my kids, my husband. I was going to say, are there any updates on your situation?
Well, everyone knows, obviously, I had a hysterectomy and my body's starting to, I think, starting to become normal again, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I think it went through shock for the first couple of months and between hot flashes and stuff like that. But I think everything is regulating and we're on the up now.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're feeling okay.
Yeah, feeling good.
I know it's not easy. All right. We have time for one email here. All right. This one's called Rich Friend. What's up, cuz? My name is Anna from Denmark. I really enjoyed the podcast and I am a big fan. I have this friend that I have known for many years. We see each other occasionally and text. She is really nice if I need something, and I'm sure she will be there. The issue is that she's too materialistic, and I actually call her a luxury hoarder, and she just laughs. She has everything from Hermes bags, etc. I do have some nice stuff myself, but I do not have the same Chanel bag in every color, and my life with two kids, a job, a husband is totally different than hers. I'm 37, and she is 44 with a 23-year-old daughter. Now, she has just gotten engaged to this wealthy man, and I'm quite sure that her other wealthy friends will plan a bachelorette party where we have to travel somewhere luxurious. I do not know her friends, and I get very nervous at the thought of it, as I cannot relate to the life that she has, and also because I cannot afford to spend thousands and thousands of dollars for a 3-day trip somewhere just for a bachelorette party. I will go to her wedding, as there will be many people, but my issue is more like the bachelorette party or her birthday parties that I can't really keep up with the crowd. How can I let her know about how I feel without hurting her feelings? Best, Anna.
You know, it's funny because I was thinking of so many different scenarios in this, but if I was in that position, and if she is truly your best friend, she should understand where you're coming from. And what I would do if I was in your position is, I would definitely want to spend time with her, but maybe instead of doing the bachelorette party, maybe you call her and say, maybe you and I could do a spa day.
Yeah, something.
Or, you know, if it's the birthday party, maybe, you know, instead of the whole big glamorous, you and I could do, you know, a dinner, just you and I. And as she's your best friend, she should understand where you're coming from also. Mm-hmm. You know, I've had situations in the past, maybe not monetarily in the same situation, but other situations of who feels comfortable with certain people. And, you know, I'm the type of person, I'm a pleaser. And if you feel uncomfortable around my friends, I don't want you to feel that way, because then it makes me uncomfortable.
Right.
So I would want to do something privately with you, because you care. I care about you just as much as I care about my other friends. Mm. So that's what I would do. I would sit down with her and say, I love you. You're my best friend. You know, I totally understand that you have other friends also, but I want to do something with you because this is what I could afford and this is how I want to feel comfortable with you. So that's probably what I would do.
Yeah. I mean, there's plenty of stuff you could do that also like somewhat helps with the wedding planning. You know,
exactly.
You could get your nails done with her.
Yeah.
The day before her wedding, whenever her nail appointment is, you could be like, hey, I want to treat to that. I can't do the bachelorette, but I'd like to contribute in some way. I know, honestly, all my friends that have gotten married, they've been like, you know what's really a big help is when someone offers to help you.
Yes, exactly.
Something you really need help with. But yeah, like you said, it's like, you know, a lot of times just having lunch or dinner with someone I haven't seen in a while and just to be able to sit and hang out for like 2 hours is the nicest gift for me and them.
Exactly.
Like my best friend and I, we both live in New York City. And what we started doing at Christmas instead of getting each other gifts is we were like, why don't we just do a nice dinner somewhere?
Yeah.
Like, let's go somewhere we haven't tried. You know, New York is known for steakhouses. Mm-hmm. And I was like, look, I'm never just going to a steakhouse all the time. Like, I don't have the money to do that. But for Christmas, it's like, hey, all right, instead of me buying you a gift for whatever, maybe $100, it's like, let's both just go have a great dinner, split the bill, have a nice time.
Exactly. It makes sense. It's more intimate. It's more memorable.
Yeah.
If and that makes sense.
Yeah. It's just tough though, because it's like, I think a lot of people, no matter the amount of money you have, a lot of us feel kind of like shame with money, or, you know, people don't like to talk money, which is totally understandable. So I've been there of being like, I can't afford this, and almost feeling like I don't want to say that. But anytime anyone has ever said that, I don't feel like I've ever heard anybody, at least that I'm friends with, ever shame anybody or
no,
be
listen,
talked down
everyone's
to.
Lifestyle is different and we accept everyone and there's different things you could do with different people.
Yeah, definitely. And listen, I've had bachelorette parties I could afford to go to and I just didn't want to.
Exactly.
There's also that. It's like, look, sometimes you do have the money and you go, I just don't want to spend it here.
Exactly. So, exactly.
Yeah. I think you'll be all right. I think your friend will understand. But
yeah, I agree. Just sit down and talk to her.
Yeah. And I mean, hey, if she has a problem with it, then you're going to save a lot of money. You don't got to go to that way.
If she's your true friend, she won't have a problem with it.
No, she won't. But thank you so much for emailing in. If you guys want to send us a question, it's whatsupcuzpod@gmail.com. That's whatsupcuzpod@gmail.com. So that's it for this week, guys. Thank you so much for listening, and we will talk to you next week.
Till next time.
Bye.
Bye.